Thanks, Bill. So a couple of quick pages on the Americas. This is a big chunk of the commercial lending and leasing, the CLL segment that you've heard referred to prior to my coming up here. We offer direct lending, equipment financing, as well as inventory financing to that middle market segment that Mike Neal outlined early in the pitch. We also have some of the other verticals that he didn't talk about, healthcare, sponsor, and franchise, most notably. All of the leasing and lending activity we do is on a senior secured basis. It's against hard foreclosable assets, and we have a very disciplined underwrite-to-hold approach, which we think has served us well through the cycle. And we'll show you the loss performance in a couple of pages. We are organized by product and by industry. We're a specialty finance company, almost the opposite of what you think of when you think of a bank loan officer model. We believe that that has a lot of value. Most notably in our proprietary originations, we have 850 originators with an average industry experience in excess of 10 years, and they are out in the field calling on these mid-market customers that we have already identified as people we would like to have in our portfolio. We also think that that provides a differentiated value proposition for the customers. If you're the CFO of a transportation company and you're looking at acquiring a fleet of tractor trailers, when you're talking to GE Capital, you're talking to an originator who only finances tractor trailers for transportation companies. And the transaction will be underwritten by a risk analyst who only participates in that industry. If it's a lease, the residual value is going to be set by an asset manager who only does Class 8 tractor trailers. We do get a lot of questions on our residual performance. It's 120% of booked residual, and even through the peak of the crisis, it never went negative. It was always significantly positive. And in the unlikely event that that customer gets into trouble, it's going to go into a workout group and an asset management group that is focused on that particular industry. That model applies across all of the different businesses, whether it's franchise or health care or inventory finance, and we think it's a superior model. We have a broad spread of risk, over 300,000 mid-market customers, which means our average customer exposure is just over $300,000. So we think this has worked for us. You can see the financials. We did a little over $1.3 billion worth of net income last year. Through the third quarter of this year, we've exceeded that by $200 million, and we feel good about the trajectory we have going forward. A little bit more detail on what we do. Lending is both leverage lending and asset-based lending. If we finance equipment, we can do it through a lease or a loan. We also do inventory and franchise financing. In all cases, like I said, senior secured, hard foreclosable assets. You look through the various product lines there. Equipment is probably our oldest. It's our largest in terms of assets, and it's one where we think we have a significant competitive advantage, particularly in small-ticket equipment finance, where we offer our product through dealers to finance the sales to their end users. Mike mentioned our space in some segments is a little less crowded. This is one of them. We've invested very heavily in technology over the last few years. And for a large majority of our dealers, we can offer them the ability to gain not only credit approval, but to print out the documents and conclude a transaction while the customer is still in their showroom. That's a significant advantage, and it matters, and we like this space. We'll continue to invest in that. Likewise, in inventory finance, where we have over half a century worth of experience, we've also invested in technology. We have 35,000 dealers that we provide inventory finance for. Many of them use our asset management systems as their primary information source above their own software proprietary system. That and the example above in equipment finance, that provides real stickiness, real relationships with customers, so we feel good about these spaces at attractive returns. We do direct lending. If a customer wants a working capital line and they want you to email in a quotation, that's not what we do. But if the CFO of a food company is looking at spending $10 million on a new canning line, we're going to have somebody who does canning lines talking to them and experience in that collateral and that industry. That's what we're known for in direct lending. We also have a great reputation in asset-based lending, debtor-in-possession lending, retail and restructuring. Franchise, you saw the commercial when we first kicked off with Junior Bridgman and his 165 Wendy's franchises. We finance national and regional brands that matter for operators who play in scale. It's not mom-and-pop financing, and we've got a leading position in that. We have a great sponsor business, number one in its segment, focused exclusively on the mid-market. with a very good set of relationships with sponsors they've been dealing with for 15 to 20 years, delivering very attractive returns. It's a very strong business. And then finally, you put together the lending expertise of GE Capital with the industrial domain expertise of GE Healthcare, and you end up with the number one healthcare financial services vertical, which Mike referred to earlier. All of these delivering very attractive returns, broad spread of risk, mid-market focused, and so we feel good about that. We've always been a very disciplined business. We're an even more focused and targeted specialty finance company today. We understand the customers we want and their industries. Bill talked about Access GE and the things we can do for our clients that no other competitor can do, bringing the breadth and the depth of the organization to bear to differentiate us from the competition. It matters. It's making a difference. Our volume is up on a year-over-year basis. We've figured out how to make more money on less activity. You can see the pipeline that Bill referred to. For us, it's $26 billion, which is up 72% over where it was in 2009. I talked about technology. We'll continue to invest in that to even increase the gap between us and the competitors. And we're delivering this business at what is very attractive returns. You can see, obviously, 2009 was an anomaly. Losses were high and liquidity wasn't flowing freely, but the margins that we are generating and putting new business on the books at today are very attractive, and they continue to be in excess of the deals that are rolling off the portfolio. In fact, as we project forward to 2012, we anticipate that the new origination will exceed the roll-off by about 50 basis points, so that portfolio margin and profitability continues to lift going into the future. And then lastly, I said I'd talk about losses. I believe we have world-class risk management. The specialty finance model is a superior one. We peaked in losses at $1.4 billion in 2009. Even that, as bad as it was just a little over 1.1% of our asset base. But we're back, as Mike said, to almost pre-crisis norms. We've had $300 million worth of credit costs through the third quarter. So we think it's a good model. We like our position in this, and we feel that the trajectory of the business is very solid. So thanks, and I'll bring Mark up to talk about real estate.